I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Several Hartford High School students had a chance to interview a former U.S. ambassador to South Africa recently. Students from the Journalism and Media Academy Magnet School abandoned their typical blue uniforms for formal attire as they interviewed an American civil rights leader who also struggled to end apartheid alongside Nelson Mandela. Junior Danny White was one of six students who got to interview James Joseph at the Learning Lab. It's a satellite campus for JMA students.
It was, you know, definitely a surreal experience.
The students had a chance to ask him about his life, about growing up in the segregated South, and how he was able to do all that he's done.
My mother always told me that in order to have half a chance as the white young people my age, I would have to be twice as good. And so I was driven by this desire and vision of excellence. And so that kept me going, even in the worst moments of my growing up.
Joseph graduated from Yale and then moved to Alabama to join the civil rights movement. In the South, he was confronted with racism constantly. JMA junior Leah Cardoulis asked him how he kept himself from being driven by anger.
Growing up in your era, we heard that you didn't retaliate against your enemies and you learned to love them. Like, how did you learn that?
Well, we have to define love here because that doesn't mean I learned to like them.
Yeah.
I developed a respect for their humanity, and so I saw them as human like me.
Danny says he learned a lot from the interview.
You're going to make mistakes. And the more that you focus on you not making a mistake, that's when you do. So instead of focusing on the negative and what you're not going to do, just go out there and just get it done.
The hour-long interview was the pinnacle of a semester-long project on radio talk shows at the Learning Lab. David DeRoche, WNPR News.